Phone Boy Speaks, episode 110, DDWRT. If you've ever done anything remotely complex with your home network, chances are you've encountered the software in your router and the problems it has. And personally, I don't like the software that comes out of Linksys, D-Link, Belkin, whoever. They don't really, they only deal with simple networks, which I guess for consumers is fine, but I'm a little more advanced than a regular consumer, but I also don't really want to spend the big bucks on Cisco gear or whatever else kind of gear. Now, granted, I work for Check Point and I have access to things for that as well, and I do use some of that, but there are situations where that just doesn't work, right? I don't want all that stuff, and so I end up using consumer gear for one reason or another. And it's also not convenient to take with me when I travel. So in that case, I have to use consumer-grade hardware, but the software on it is still horrendously buggy, non-functional, and so forth. And so I have a lot of old Linksys routers, which of course I've flashed with way different kinds of firmware over the years. And I've settled on DDWRT as the sort of the gold standard. And when I buy consumer routers, usually that's like one of the first things I look for is compatibility with DDWRT, because I know that it's being actively developed. There's, they have a hard job too, because the manufacturers often change the hardware specifications of the different router models and don't actually tell anybody, because of course only they're supposed to be developing software on it, right? Well, that's not really the case, but anyway, I try and get rid of the software that comes on them just because it's not usable and sometimes is buggy, and I know they'll never fix it. If I ever get a firmware update from any of these companies, it's always going to be a surprise. But actually, many years ago, I got onto the Phonera thing. They were giving away routers, and the idea was that you would use this as your router and share your internet connection, and then you could get on other people's routers that shared. And well, that concept seems kind of nice, but I never found any Phonera routers in any of my travels. So, it was a neat concept, and also the software on the thing was bad. But now, unlike some of the other routers I played with, this one actually was, running something that you could probably hack to an extent. In fact, earlier versions of the firmware were hackable in a sense. And, they of course tried to lock it down, and they did generally succeed as long as you keep it plugged in. But there are ways to get it back to the older version that's already on there. And then of course you can hack it. And I'm just going through the process right now of loading DDWRT on this router. The process is, definitely very geeky and, requires a lot of stuff that you have to be comfortable doing. But, basically taking this device away from Fawn, which I haven't plugged it in quite some time, but I'm putting real firmware on it that I can actually do stuff with that's not the broken Fawn stuff. And maybe I'll use the device in a way that it wasn't intended to be used, but it's not like I was using it for that purpose anyway. So anyway, I'm taking this router and I'm loading DDWRT on it. And, again, there's lots of third-party routers for all these different devices. And so you don't have to like DDWRT, but the idea is that there are people out there that are taking these $50, $100 routers and trying to make them do stuff useful. And, there's some pretty, pretty insane hackers out there that are doing this stuff. And as I say, there's lots of hardware issues and stuff. So even though I still use a lot of commercial grade stuff for like the real firewall, I still play with the consumer routers from time to time, and I occasionally need them for different purposes. And so I still use DDWRT. And as I say, it's if I ever have to buy a consumer router, that's like one of the first things I look for is that. So anyway, that's what I've been playing with this evening in any case. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.com. www.phoneboy.com.